Sir, you called me in? What's this about? Changes at work? Like what? How do I fit into all of this? You're letting me go? You're firing me. Me? I'm your personal assistant. I work so hard. I've been so good for you. Why would you fire me? I know I've been good. You know I've been good. Please, please don't do this. The pay is perfect. The hours are perfect. You're the perfect boss. And you're going to take this away from me? Please don't do this. I'll do anything. And I do mean anything. What do I mean? Oh, sir. I think you know. You've been staring at me for months. My legs, my tits, the way my skirts ride up when I bend over your desk. I've caught you plenty of times. And I didn't mind. I liked the attention. These tight little office skirts you like. I bet you wish they could be shorter, right? They can be. They could be much shorter. I could wear something else, too, if you like. Yeah, whatever you want me to wear. I could lose the jacket, undo a few extra buttons, forget to wear my bra, and who knows, maybe you can give me a few new outfits I could wear in your office. Would you like that? I thought you might. And, dressing up isn't all that I'm good for. No, sir, I can do other things. I can follow orders, do anything I'm told to do, like a good girl. I'm very, very obedient. Like when you're on the phone or on a Zoom call, having one of those long and boring meetings that I know you hate so much, you could just buzz my desk and summon me, and I'll walk in quiet as a mouse, get on my hands and knees, and crawl under this desk of yours, position myself between your legs as you unzip your pants. You don't have to say a word. I'll understand what you want. I'll wrap my lips around your cock, kiss it lovingly, run my tongue up and down your shaft, kissing and sucking on your sack, giving you a nice, sloppy, slow blowjob. And if you want me to go deeper, you don't need to say a thing. Just place your hand on my head and push me down. I'll take all of you into my mouth, suck you all the way to the base, take care of every inch of your cock. I'll make sure you feel really good for the entire call. And when you're ready to come, you don't have to hold back. You can just come down my throat. Treat my mouth like an eager little hole. I'll swallow every last drop and clean up all the mess. Or maybe you want to come elsewhere? Would you prefer to coat my slutty face? Would you like to see my pretty face covered in your warm, sticky seed? I'd happily take it, sir. Of course, sir. I'll take your cum anywhere. You could fuck me, too. all my holes can be yours to use. How would you want me? I could lie back on your desk, spread my legs for you, or you could force me down anytime you like. I'd never say no to you, sir. Just take me wherever you want, however you want, and I'll be ready to accept you, to accept your cock, if you want. I can stop wearing underwear entirely for easy access. I'm sure you can fuck like the best of them. I'll always be wet for you. I promise. You could even be rough with me. In fact, I think I would love it if you were rough with me. Placing your hands around my throat as you fuck me. Feeling you grab my hips and spank my ass as I cry out. As I call your name over and over. Squirming as you pin me down with the full weight of your body. Feeling your hands glide up and grope my breasts, squeezing my nipples until I have tears in my eyes and I'm screaming, begging you to stop. And all I can do is moan and whimper as you remind me over and over that I belong to you. Sir, wouldn't that be nice? I could take it. I can handle anything that you throw at me, no matter how big or how hard the task is. So please, please, sir, won't you reconsider? Do you like how I call you, sir? I could call you something else if you like. Boss, Mr., Master, Daddy. Oh. Did you like being called Daddy? It looks like your pants are getting a little bit tight. Daddy. Do you need help with that? Daddy. I love how excited you're getting, Daddy. And by the way, you can do the same to me too. You can call me whatever you want. I don't have to be your personal assistant. I could be your office slut. Your good girl. The company cum dump. Your personal fuckhole. And let's see. What else can I do for you? Oh, I can keep my desk full of toys to play with. If you want me to work with a dildo or a vibrator in me, I can make that happen. So that I'm always prepared for you. Oh, and lube. I could keep a small bottle for whenever you want to fuck my ass. You could just take me from behind, push me up against your office window and ram your cock into me. Show everyone outside how good you have it. As you fuck your slutty personal assistant every single day. Oh, and this goes without saying, but I'll say anyways. I love cum so much that you could come inside me in any hole every single time. I'll never say no. I'll never be tired. I could spend the whole day with my legs wrapped around your waist if you want, as you fuck me nonstop, pumping load after load inside me. Wouldn't that be so good? Wouldn't that be better than firing your personal assistant? Oh, and I'm sure you haven't forgotten, but performance reviews are just around the corner. You wouldn't want to fire me before reviewing my performance, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Of course you wouldn't want to do that because you're such a good boss. So here's an idea. Let's have ours a bit early. Yeah, go ahead and get that cock out for me. has been straining against your pants this whole time. I want to show you that as your personal assistant, I can handle it for you. You have no idea how wet this is making me. Call you daddy. Okay, daddy. Kissing daddy's tip. Licking daddy's shaft. Tasting daddy's pre-cum. It's salty. Do you like that, daddy? Fuck my face, daddy. I think you're gonna give me an oral fixation. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to come, Daddy? In my throat, yeah. You'll keep me? thank you, sir. Oh, sorry. I mean, thank you, Daddy. You won't regret this. I promise.